as they begin to hug on the sideline down here in front of us. National League Division 2 winners as the Hooter goes and brings an end to this contest. A game that looked to be going the way for Cavan for so long in this match. But Donegal's second half performance, absolutely superb. Trailing by 4 points to 2 at half time. They even conceded the opening score of the second half. So there were 5 points to 2 down at that stage, Maureen. And then they took over, didn't they? And what a brilliant performance in the second half to turn things around. We'll talk about the two goals. Mia Bennett with the opening goal. The second goal scored by Katie Dowds. But this was an all-round good team display.
Yeah, certainly in the second half. You know, look, I found in the first half they were a wee bit withdrawn, a wee bit more defensive. And I did say going into the game, I thought that if Donegal go out as defensive as they were in the round four battle, that Cavan would really bring it to them. They did bring it to them in the first half. They sort of weathered the storm from that breeze that was kind of, you know, you couldn't really gauge where the breeze was. But I think Donegal were at a less advantage in the first half. But certainly when they come out in the second half, whatever kind of talking they got at half time from James Daly and from Karen Guthrie and them and in the dressing room, they come out and they appeared as a Donegal team that, you know, we're well used to seeing, one that's attacking. And it just goes to show you, when Donegal attack, and even when they were ahead, Dermot, I found that they were playing like a team that were behind and trying to get ahead. And that's what you like to see. They kept the attack on up until the last 4 seconds of the play there, where they tried to hold up the play. But, like, you've got to give credit. Kira McGarvey had an outstanding. She assisted some of them goals out there this evening. Susie White in the second half really came to the foreplay. I thought Fina McManaman had a solid performance. And the back, Niamh Carr, Shauna McFadden, as well, all contributed. Niamh Boyle kept Aisling Sheridan quiet. And I thought even O'Rushin Rogers, I thought it was harsh that she was sent off there, got that yellow card. I thought when she come back, and they played as a real tough unit. And, you know, look, credit where credit's due. Kitty Dowds, I mean, immense out there this afternoon. Hard to know who you'd pick as a player of the match as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it is a hard one to call, because, as you say, there were so many good individual displays. And on a day like this morning, you need the big players to come to the table and produce the goods on the big occasion, and so many of those players out there did today. I thought they were slow to get out of the blocks, there's no doubt about it. They struggled perhaps to get to grips with the conditions and get to grips with the Cavan team, who came into this team so confident and so buoyant after such a good league campaign. But Donegal dug in, and whatever, as you say, whatever was said at half time, it worked a treat, and the changes worked a treat. And Donegal, once they got their noses in front, there was only going to be one winner.
Yeah, I think they really, really got it right here this afternoon. But, like, look, what could you say the difference between the teams are? Like, because, as I said to you, Cavan are running on momentum of winning Division 2, momentum of how they played this year, getting into top tier football for the first time ever. You know, that's a really hard momentum to break. Donegal have been to Division 2 for the last 3 years. They've been working really hard. They had a lot to lose out there as well today. Neither team lost the promotion to Division 1, but it's always nice to go home with a cup. But I thought the real difference between them is that little bit of experience. I find Donegal probably playing senior football, Cavan still playing intermediate football. I think that experience showed out there today, showed in the players like Niamh Carr, Blanna McLaughlin, Fina McManaman, Evelyn McGinley. What a superb performance. Like, if it was going to go to a defender, I'd probably put her as the woman in the match, because she was on every ball out there this afternoon. But I think Donegal's bit of experience really shone through this afternoon, and every change, as you say, they made, they got it right.
Yeah,
and those changes were very effective on the field, and it's really, that's why they're lifting the Division 2 title, I feel.
And they're going to receive the trophy from a Donegal man, Michael Nocton, who is going to present the trophy to the winning captain, Roisin Rogers. So that perhaps gives us a chance to go back to the studio, Kieran, and we'll catch our breath here after a hugely, hugely exciting final here in Clonus, where Donegal are about to be crowned National Football League Division 2 winners. Champions, 278 points victory over Cavan. So they're going to have the cup presentation here. The Donegal players are being brought forward. So we'll head back to the studio, and we'll get some after-match reaction as well from some of the players and from management, and enjoy the celebrations, Kieran.